The Book of Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man, that the wise may hear and increase in learning, that the man of understanding may attain to sound counsel, to understand a proverb and parables, the words and riddles of the wise. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but the foolish despise wisdom and instruction. My son, listen to your father's instruction, and don't forsake your mother's teaching, for they will be a garland to grace your head and chains around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. If they say, come with us, let's lie in wait for blood. Let's lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let's swallow them up alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down into the pit. We'll find all valuable wealth. We'll fill our houses with plunder. You shall cast your lot among us. We'll all have one purse. My son, don't walk on the path with them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, they hurry to shed blood, for the net is spread in vain in the sight of any bird. But these lay in wait for their own blood, they lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, it takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud in the street, she utters her voice in the public squares, she calls at the head of noisy places. At the entrance of the city gates, she utters her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long will mockers delight themselves in mockery, and fools hate knowledge? Turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make known my words to you, because I have called, and you have refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no one has paid attention. But you have ignored all my counsel, and wanted none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when your disaster comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and didn't choose the fear of Yahweh. They wanted none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they will eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own schemes. For the backsliding of the simple will kill them. The careless ease of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell securely and will be at ease without fear of harm. Proverbs 2. My son, if you will receive my words and store up my commandments within you, so as to turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of God. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, that he may guard the paths of justice and preserve the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. For wisdom will enter into your heart. Knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the men who speak perverse things, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, who are crooked in their ways and wayward in their paths, to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the foreigner who flatters with her words, who forsakes the friend of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, her paths to the departed spirits. None who go to her return again, neither do they attain to the paths of life. Therefore walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous, For the upright will dwell in the land, the perfect will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, the treacherous will be rooted out of it. Proverbs 3. My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will add to you length of days, years of life, and peace. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It will be health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance, with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise Yahweh's discipline, neither be weary of His correction. For whom Yahweh loves, He corrects, even as a father reproves the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gets understanding, for her good profit is better than getting silver, and her return is better than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. None of the things you can desire are to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. All her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Happy is everyone who retains her. By wisdom Yahweh founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths were broken up, and the skies dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace for your neck. Then you shall walk in your way securely. Your foot won't stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Don't be afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes, for Yahweh will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being taken. Don't withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Don't say to your neighbor, "Go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it to you," when you have it by you. Don't devise evil against your neighbor, since he dwells securely by you. Don't strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Don't envy the man of violence, choose none of his ways. For the perverse is an abomination to Yahweh, but His friendship is with the upright. Yahweh's curse is in the house of the wicked, but He blesses the habitation of the righteous. Surely He mocks the mockers, but He gives grace to the humble. The wise will inherit glory, but shame will be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 4. Listen, sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and know understanding, for I give you sound learning. Don't forsake my law, for I was a son to my father, tender and an only child in the sight of my mother. He taught me and said to me, "Let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Don't forget and don't deviate from the words of my mouth. Don't forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. Yes, though it costs all your possessions, get understanding. Esteem her and she will exalt you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. She will give to your head a garland of grace. She will deliver a crown of splendor to you. Listen, my son, and receive my sayings. The years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in straight paths. When you go, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Don't let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Don't enter into the path of the wicked. Don't walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it and don't pass by it. Turn from it and pass on. For they don't sleep unless they do evil. Their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the dawning light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't know what they stumble over. My son, attend to my words. Turn your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to their whole body. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life. Put away from yourself a perverse mouth. Put corrupt lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make the path of your feet level. Let all of your ways be established. Don't turn to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Proverbs 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my understanding, that you may maintain discretion, that your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey. Her mouth is smoother than oil, but in the end she is as bitter as wormwood and as sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to Sheol. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her ways are crooked and she doesn't know it. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me. Don't depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Don't come near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your labors enrich another man's house. You will groan at your latter end when your flesh and your body are consumed and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised reproof. I haven't obeyed the voice of my teachers nor turned my ear to those who instructed me. I have come to the brink of utter ruin among the gathered assembly. Drink water out of your own cistern, running water out of your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, streams of water in the public squares? Let them be for yourself alone, not for strangers with you. Let your spring be blessed. Rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe and a graceful deer. Let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be captivated always with her love. For why should you, my son, be captivated with an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another? For the ways of man are before Yahweh's eyes. He examines all his paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him firmly. He will die for lack of instruction. In the greatness of his folly, he will go astray.